Over the past few days, the hashtag #ILookLikeAnEngineer has taken off on Twitter. It's a reaction to some negative comments about how female engineers should look. Here's NPR's Sam Sanders.
Isis Anjali is a 22-year-old woman in tech.
I am a platform engineer at a company called OneLogin.
The firm launched an ad campaign recently, billboards with photos of employees, talking about why they like the company. Anjali was in one of those ads, wearing a black T-shirt and glasses, with brown hair down to her shoulders.
My quote was that my team is great. Everyone is smart, creative, and hilarious.
Pretty harmless, right?
Well, I had friends that were sending me screenshots of their friends taking pictures of the ad and having their own discussions about it.
Anjali says some of those discussions were not that nice.
Guys were like, I wonder what people with brains think about how plausible this actually is, that this is what female engineers would look like.
Another guy said the campaign should have featured a woman with a warm smile instead of what he calls Anjali's sexy smirk. The sentiment was that Anjali was too pretty to be an engineer. In response, she wrote an essay on Medium about sexism that plagues the tech industry, and Anjali asked other engineers to start sharing their photos with the hashtag #ILookLikeAnEngineer. It took off.
This is absolutely blowing me away. It's been tweeted by NASA, General Electric.
Women engineers from MIT to Disney shared their photos, but that's just Twitter. I took Anjali's photo to another tech space, the National Air and Space Museum in Washington, D.C. I want you to look at this photo and tell me what kind of job you think she does. Erin Sebastio got pretty close.
Well, I hate to go with stereotypes, but I'm going to say somewhere in the math and science field. Maybe an artist, though.
But Katie and Michael Reed went in another direction.
A teacher? Librarian?
A beautician. Just somebody that works in service.
When I told them Anjali is an engineer and mentioned the campaign, the Reed said that's a good thing. Katie says her young daughter, who was sitting right next to her, might someday be an engineer as well. Sam Sanders, NPR News.